Nedarim of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph Shin number 1. We're going from Ayin Ches Amud Beis, the second last line from the bottom of that Amud, and we just learned in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Chanina, there's a halacha that even though the husband is only normally given that very same day to cancel his wife's neder, however, if he keeps quiet and his intention is just to irritate or annoy his wife, but really, in his mind, he intends to actually cancel the neder later. So then, according to Rabbi Chanina, he's not limited to that day to cancel the neder. Because his silence is with a different intention, so therefore, it's not expiring that time that he has. And he has much, much more time. It says even up to 10 days later, he can cancel that neder. But now, the Gemara is going to challenge this opinion of Rabbi Chanina. So Master Rav Chista brings a challenge from a Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Choymer b'hakim mi b'hafer, uv'hafer mi b'hakim. That ratifying a neder has a certain aspect which is more stringent, more strict than nullifying it. And nullifying it has an aspect which is more strict than ratifying the neder. So let's go through it. Choymer b'hakim, the stringency that we have by ratifying the neder, by doing a hakama on the neder, because silence serves as a hakama, as a ratification of the neder, but silence does not serve as a cancellation of the neder. If you do a hakama in your mind, you just think that you're satisfied with the neder, then that works as a hakama. But if you want to nullify the neder and you just think to nullify it, that does not serve to cancel the neder. Now, the inference from this, so the Braisa carries on and says, Kiyim, ein yochel hafer. Another stringency is once a person's done a kiyum, he's done a hakama on a neder, he's no longer able to nullify it. And also, hafer, ein yochel kayim. This isn't actually a stringency of one over the other, it's the same. If a person nullifies, he's now no longer able to ratify the neder. Now, Kotani, what was taught in this Braisa was, which is relevant for our point here, Sha'ashtika mekayemes, that silence serves as a kiyum, as a hakama. My love, b'shoisek al manas lemekat, is that not talking about a case where he was silent just in order to irritate or annoy his wife, and yet we see that it serves as a hakama, not like Rabbi Chanina? So the Gemara answers, like it's done previously, it says, loy, b'shoisek al manas lekayim. It's where he was quiet on condition to fulfill it later on. He wanted to ratify the neder later on. So, and that's why his silence there serves as a hakama, because his silence was so that he could ratify it later on. So therefore it's a silent ratification. But says the Gemara, Hainu kiyam beliboy kayim, but that's already mentioned in the Mishnah, the Braisa. The Braisa said if he was mekayim it in his heart, even though he was silent outwardly, but he was mekayim it in his mind, that serves as a hakama. So says the Gemara, Ella, rather the case must be b'shoisek stam. It's where he was silent without really thinking anything. He wasn't thinking that he wanted to ratify it, but he wasn't thinking that he wanted to cancel it either. In such a case, that type of silence is considered a hakama, and he only has 24 hours to cancel it. But Rabbi Chanina's case might still work. It could still be that if he kept quiet with his mindset to actually do a formal hakama later on, a formal nullification later on, so then maybe he does keep that time ticking, and therefore he has more time to cancel it later on. So at this stage, the braisa that we brought does not necessarily disprove Rabbi Chanina's opinion. Now the Gemara just says, as an aside, it says Ashkechan chomer b'hakim mi b'hafer. We found a case of where it's more strict to the concept of hakama of kiyum is more strict than nullifying. But b'hafer mi b'hakim analan. Where do we see a case where it's more strict to cancel a neder than it is to do a kiyum on a neder? So Amir Rabbi Yochanan says the stringency will be nishalin ala hakem ve'ein nishalin ala hafer. You can seek you can ask a chacham to dissolve a hakama, but you can't ask a chacham to dissolve a hafara, the cancellation of a neder. So that's where cancelling is more strict than ratifying. Now, so we tried to knock out Rabbi Chanina from that braisa, but it didn't work. But we're not done yet. Masiv Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana has a challenge now. It says in a braisa, quoting a pasuk, Ve'im hachareish yachareish la isha. If her husband is silent, if he's silent in the face of her neder, so says the braisa, B'sheisek al menas lemeket hakasav medaber. It's talking about a person, a husband, who was, I mean, the end of that pasuk tells us that that silence will cause her neder to be ratified. And the braisa is telling us that that case is where he was silent in order to irritate his wife. That's what it was talking about. And we see that even though he was only silent just to irritate her, but he did want to cancel the neder later on, nevertheless, his silence is considered a ratification. The braisa continues and says, "Ata oime b'sheisek al manas lemeket, eino ela b'sheisek al manas lekayim." Is it talking about that case where he was quiet just in order to irritate her, but he secretly wanted to nullify the neder? Or maybe he was actually silent, wanting the neder to be ratified? So says the Gemara, "Keshehu oime ki hecherish la." If the pasuk would have just said, "Yeah, that he was silent," then Hari B'sheisek al manas lekayim akasim edaber. That's where he's silent, and he wanted the neder to exist. Ha ma'ani makayim. So then, why did the Torah say im hachareish yachareish la isha? That it actually it repeats that word. It repeats that word of hachareish yachareish. That he was silent. It's like he was doubly silent. So that's coming to include the case b'sheisek al manas lemeket akasav medaber. That's where he was silent just to irritate her. He really secretly did want to cancel the neder. He was just outwardly silent to irritate her. So we see from that braisa clearly that in the case of Rabbi Chanina, where the husband was silent but he secretly wanted to cancel the neder, nevertheless the braisa tells us clearly that that is considered a hakama. And the Gemara ends off here saying to Yuvta, yup, you're right. That is a disproof of Rabbi Chanina's halacha. But the Gemara does say, "V'lukim, why don't we establish that case, ha b'sheisek al manas lekayim and ha b'sheisek stam? Like we've done up above, why didn't we say that the double lashon of hachareish yachareish is coming to tell us that a hakama al manas lekayim is a kiyum, and a hakama stam, a silent hakama. Sorry, again, let's say that silence, a shtika al manas lekayim is a kiyum, and shtika stam is a kiyum. But maybe if he was silent with the intention to cancel it later on, like Rabbi Chanina, maybe that would actually work, and it's not really a hakama. So why aren't we answering this disproof the same way we answered up above earlier on in the Gemara? So says the Gemara to answer, kara yiseri ksivi, because there's more than one pasuk. You see, the Torah has already told us that the silence of a husband serves as a hakama. So this pasuk with the double lashon is coming to add on two extra levels, and therefore the final extra level that will be added on is the case where he was silent only to irritate his wife, but he did want to cancel it later on. Nevertheless, unlike Rabbi Chanina, nevertheless we're saying that that is actually considered, that silence is considered a hakama, and it does not extend his time later to be able to cancel it. So Rabbi Chanina has been disproved by this braisa.